And now, more Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com.
Okay, we're back. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios here at KFNS. And I have kind of an announcement here. You know, sometimes in media, when things disappear, you know, they just disappear and you never hear anything. This is going to be my last Food Talk STL show here on 590. The radio show is officially going to go on hiatus. Will it return? Maybe. Where and when would it return? I have no idea. Our website, foodtalkstl.com, will remain active, and there'll be new content on the homepage each week. And the interview archives from our 14 months on the air will remain, and we'll continue to post stuff on our Twitter and Facebook accounts. But the radio show here on 590 is going away. And, you know, I've had conversations with a few people here lately, and let me just mention a couple of reasons here. Actually, four reasons. And when the show returns, if it were to ever return, it would be, you know, rebooted, remixed, reordered, all to be determined. There's a lot of stuff that I'd like to do on a food and drink radio show that I was not able to accomplish on this one. Really, four main reasons why it's time for me to end this weekly show on 590. Number one, I've been doing some PR work for the past few years, and my PR workload, public relations, has increased since I started doing the show. And I have more new clients coming aboard here in April. And honestly, in order to take care of everything, it's time to really focus on those priorities. Reason number two, my younger brother, Jim, died unexpectedly in Birmingham in January. And I spent a good deal of time in Alabama then, following his passing, and have made trips down in February and earlier this month, and be heading down next week to Birmingham. There's still some things to be taken care of there, and I want to spend more time with my dad. So that's another thing. And doing this show every week honestly does take a little bit of time. Lining up guests, recording interviews, editing interviews, speaking to advertisers, posting audio clips onto our website, and other stuff that happens on the phone and the computer throughout the week. Number three, and this is the one, like I said, I've been talking to some folks about here lately. When I started doing a food and beverage show on KFNS, you know, a sports talk station, I got comments from friends in and out of the radio biz, and family members, and advertisers, and prospective advertisers that went kind of like this. They said, I like your show, David, but I think you may be on the wrong station. I mean, doing a food and drink restaurant kind of show on a sports station. And honestly, it has been a tumultuous year here at KFNS with a number of changes on and off the air, and more to come. And, you know, who knows how those changes are going to work out. I mean, rebranding as 590 The Man might be a genius move. Only time will tell, as they say in TV. And while we've developed a decent following for the show, it's possible maybe that being on this particular station wasn't the best idea. You know, there's a restaurant analogy. When you have a decent restaurant in an odd location, and sometimes everybody goes there anyway, and sometimes, you know, and this may be part of reason number four, which is advertising on this show has been good, but not as good as projected. And of course, I take a lot of blame for that, because it may be my fault for focusing more on the content of the show when I should have been out, you know, pounding the pavement getting sponsors, right? I would like to say, as I depart these KFNS airwaves, huge thanks to many of the great folks at KFNS who helped me during my 14 months that I've been doing Food Talk STL here, including Matt Grover in the control room. Thank you, Matt. I really do appreciate your help, buddy. Dave Green, my old friend from Sinclair Bonneville in CBS Radio, Katie Pavlonis, John Clark, Clayton Berry, Casey Davidson, Karen Taff, Mike Calvin, Teresa Hassel, Sarah Estepore, among many others here in the building in Webster. Also, I'd like to say thanks to a long list of media friends who've contributed their input to the show. George Mahey of St. Louis Magazine, some of the folks from Sauce, including Michael Renner, Lagaya Figueres, Allison Mace, of course, Evan Benn and Gail Pennington from the Post-Dispatch, Ian Frobe from the RFT, Catherine Neville of Feast, John Pertzborn from Fox 2, longtime TV guy Zipper Zeppa, my friend Suzanne Corbett, who writes for everybody, and Matt Sorrell of Ladue News and Alive Magazine, again, among many others. Thanks to all the chefs who were on the show, as well as, you know, we had some waiters and bartenders and front of house people and suppliers and independent folks. And but, you know, the chefs we had on the show over the last 14 months. And again, these archives are still posted at foodtalksdl.com if you ever want to listen. Gerard Kraft, Kevin Nashen, Jim Fiala, Kevin Willman, Ivy Magruder, Aaron Teitelbaum, Fabrizio Scanardi, John Johnson, Carrie McDowell, Carl Hazel, Justin Hafley, Steve Gontram, Paul Buzetta, Adam Ganau, and others. Thank you all. And thanks to advertisers who let me talk about your products and services and your places. The list is long. I thank you all. Jim Fiala, of course, Fiala Food Restaurants, Parker's Table Wine Shop, Mama Gusto's Great Pizza in Lebanon, Illinois, The Block Restaurants, BBQ ASAP in Ellisville, Andrea's Gluten Free out in the Valley, G&W Sausage down off of King's Highway, Hope Hospice all over the metro on the Missouri side, Jeff Computers in Manchester, the amazing Blowpoke. I did have fun with that in the fires in the fireplace this winter. Thanks to the folks who invited me to your events and your restaurants in the past year. It's been a blast, really. And thanks especially to everybody who listened to the show at any time during the last 14 months. I hope you found it at least a little bit entertaining and informative. Rush Limbaugh said this week on his show, content is king. Now, he was talking about AM radio specifically, but, you know, I think that applies to all media. And I hope our content was good for you. I'm going to go away now, focus on improving my personal time management, getting into better shape, and figuring out what's next. And, you know, regarding food talk on radio, you know, maybe I will speak to you again sometime on radio, maybe in a few months, maybe in a year. You know, it's hard to say. In the meantime, let's do stay in touch via Twitter at Food Talk STL, on Facebook via the website foodtalkstl.com. That's foodtalkstl.com. And in closing, you know, I wish you a happy Easter, a warm and wonderful spring, an exciting cardinal season. Oh, yeah. Remember, plan ahead, pick your battles, network wisely, celebrate your victories, let go of grudges, and don't lose your phone. Keep up with it. My final message to all as I prepare to say goodbye. Roll Tide, beat Auburn. Thanks for listening.